So for us ourselves, how important it is to be detached? So generally it is said that, you know, be strict with yourself and be lenient with others. Now, be strict with yourself means we try to practice the standards as strongly as is possible for us. Now, with respect to detachment, again, usually it is an organic process. Organic means if you just keep practicing bhakti, detachment naturally emerges. And if there are some specific anti-devotional tendencies which are particularly dangerous, then they have to be addressed. But otherwise, the renunciation just grows naturally. So if somebody has some particular artha which is troubling them a lot, then they may have to find out particular ways in which they can minimize the temptation for themselves. And that way they can resist that. So somebody was alcoholic before, and then they have to give up alcohol. Now, sometimes some things they just have to, they have to cut off their friendship with their old friends. If their house is close to a bar, they may have to relocate the bar. So certain, if we are ourselves vulnerable to certain things, then it is for us to create the safeguards. All of us, the mind generally chooses the path of least resistance. So if satisfying temptation is very easy, the mind will satisfy temptation. But if satisfying temptation requires a lot of effort, I say, okay, I'll do it later. So generally it is said that if alcoholics want to give up alcohol, then the first thing is don't keep alcohol anywhere in your house. And you may say, no, I'm keeping it for my guests. No, you will become the guest. So don't, whatever is the temptation, don't keep it close by. So once you do that, it's a little difficult. When things are a little difficult, then what happens? Then there's effort required. See, again, what I said is that the desires surge up. And when the desires surge up, at that time our intelligence doesn't work, even our conscience doesn't work. And then when the desire has surged up, at that time the temptation is also readily available. Then we fall for it. But if somehow that particular temptation is not readily available, and there's some effort required to get it, then when the desires surge up, then at that time, during the effort required to get that temptation, that surge dies down. At least our intelligence comes back. Hey, why am I doing this? There's no need for me to do this. I can avoid this. So that way we can create barriers. There is, like, just like alcoholism, there is another form of addiction called shopaholism. People are just compulsive shoppers. Just go shop till you drop. Like that, they shop so much. So I said, and the people accumulate a lot of debts because of shopping. So then they are told that if you have that kind of tendency, then don't go for shopping with too much money. Take only a finite amount. If you want to purchase something, you have to go again and get the money. And then you have to go home, come back again. Do I really need this? So basically, whatever is our particular temptation which we are vulnerable to, we need to create safeguards by which it is not so easily accessible to us. And then we can ourselves also become more detached.